You're not finished yet. 100 Devotions for Building Strength and Faith for Your Journey by Christine Kane. To everyone who's in the middle. Introduction: Faith and Strength for the Messy Middle. You have plantar fasciitis, Mrs. Kane, and if you want to keep hiking, then you'll need to do exactly as I say. Listening to the podiatrist, whom I'd known for less than an hour, I needed no convincing that I was in trouble. If he knew the way forward, I was all in. I had been increasingly unable to bear weight on my foot, especially in the mornings when I got out of bed. Never had I felt such stabbing pain in my heel the minute it hit the floor. I was willing to do whatever it took to get out of pain and to keep hiking mountain trails, something I never thought I'd feel so passionate about. What started as a way to get out of the house and see the great outdoors in 2020 had grown into something God used to teach me, train me, and build His endurance in me. For a year, my friend Dawn and I had trekked every trail we could find in Southern California. Then, when all the odds were against us, in 2021, we won a lottery drawing to climb Mount Whitney, the tallest mountain in the contiguous United States, standing at 14,505 feet. It was then that I began intentionally training so I could manage the 17-hour climb along with the elevation changes. But with all the training came injuries, first to my hip, which landed me in repeated appointments with physical therapy, and then to my foot. I had been putting extra pressure on myself, and it had been brutal, but I was committed. Still, I had to take care of my body if I wanted to keep going. Plantar fasciitis is when the thick band of tissue connecting the bottom of your heel to your toes becomes inflamed, the doctor went on to explain, pointing his pen to a diagram on the wall showing all the bones and tendons in my foot. You can keep hiking, but you'll need to get an orthotic insert for your shoes. As he went on trying to encourage me, but help me understand the significance of my injury and why I would have to care for it, all I could focus on was that diagram and that long stretch of tissue running from my heel to my toes, all the way down the middle of my foot. Not intending to zone out on valuable information, I couldn't help but begin to think, why is it that what's in the middle of everything is the most important part? Why is the middle of everything the hardest part? Why can't we go from the beginning of anything and jump to the end, skipping the middle altogether? Maybe that's just how my mind works, jumping all around and connecting what doesn't seem to be connected, particularly when I'm supposed to be listening intently. I tend to look beyond the obvious.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?